In today's episode, we are going to hear four stories from park rangers of the strange and weird things that they have encountered while on the job. So smash that subscribe button because I release strange and weird encounters every single day. I've been doing seasonal park ranger work for the past 8 years. And in that time, I've worked in 6 different national parks, mainly in the states of Wyoming, Montana, and Colorado. During peak seasons, I have to work long hours, weekends and nights, you name it, mostly dealing with the public. Boring stuff like answering questions and handing out maps and checking permits. Depending on the park, I do occasionally get called in for search and rescue stuff. I've also been involved in an incident where a bear was wandering around a campground. We tranquilized the bear and tagged it, and that was that. Only once I've seen something really strange while on duty, but it's remained with me because I still haven't been able to explain it. This was the fall of 2016, when I was working on Grand Teton National Park. There had been some unusually heavy rains in the parts of Wyoming the previous week, and 2 of the trails had been closed because of some landslides in those areas. I was out with some more experienced rangers to survey the affected areas and try to figure out how long it might be before we could reopen the trails. We had split up into teams of 2, and I was paired with an older guy who worked year-round in the park. We were going along a rocky overpass that sloped down through some trees to a small meadow in the middle of some hills. And as we made our way through the trees, I noticed that some of them had these huge branches that were curved downwards like hooks. There were maybe 3 or 4 branches like that on different trees. I had never seen it before, so I asked the other ranger what they were. What he said to me was, "I wouldn't worry about it." He was a pretty quiet guy, and I thought this was just his way of saying, "I don't know." So I didn't push the matter with him. The meadow had slopes all around it, and it was full of wildflowers, a really pretty sight. And we were just moving through it, looking around, when I noticed something about 20 yards away from where I was. It looked like some boulders, so I just walked over to have a look. My partner kept heading to the other side of the meadow without looking to see what I was doing. As I got closer, I saw that they weren't boulders at all, but seemed to be a group of small stones, all similar shapes, like little cones laid out in 4 or 5 regular rows, kind of like headstones. I knew a little of the history of that place. I knew the place had once been used by the Shoshone, but I hadn't heard of any burial grounds being found in the park. I thought maybe I'd made a big discovery, and I called out to the other ranger. He wasn't more than 40 yards away from me, but if he heard me, he didn't give any sign. He had come to a stop at the edge of the meadow and just seemed to be waiting there, looking off into the distance. I shouted as loud as I could, thinking maybe the guy was a bit hard of hearing, but he stayed where he was and he kept his gaze on the slopes. When I couldn't get his attention, I made my way up to go to the stones and get a closer look, but a really bad feeling came over me then. I felt this powerful sense of dread, like the world had just become a little darker even though it was the middle of the day and sunny. I noticed then it was very quiet around. I couldn't hear birds or insects. Everything just seemed flat and drained of energy. It was really weird. I'm not superstitious, but I heard plenty of stories, and maybe out of some obscure feeling of being respectful, I didn't go any closer to the stones, but I got a good look at them before I went to join my partner. When I got to him and asked if he could hear my shouting, he said that he could, and then he said something that creeped me out. He said, "What did they look like to you?" I told him exactly what I'd seen, and he didn't seem surprised. So I asked if he knew about them already. He told me that he had seen them before, but not here. The other rangers had seen them as well, and a few hikers who had been out in the backcountry of Teton. Apparently, they looked different to everyone that's seen them, and you won't find them in the same place twice. I asked him what they looked like to him, and he said, "Bedposts, half buried in the ground." He didn't know what they were, though, and he didn't seem to care too much when I asked him about them. After what he said, I kept checking to see if those stones were still there as we went up the slope, which they were. I certainly wasn't expecting them to just disappear, even after what he'd said. I did manage to find that spot a few days later, though, when I went out hiking off duty. And sure enough, I couldn't find a single stone in that meadow. The curved branches in the forest were gone as well. As I said, I'm not superstitious, but the whole thing kind of got under my skin. Enough that I asked a few other rangers if they had seen anything like that before. One or two that I asked had seen something similar. One guy saw fence posts arranged in a pattern in the woods. Another ranger said he came across what looked like blankets half buried on the side of a hill, and said that a ranger he was with at the time told him not to touch them. He'd seen the trees as well, but neither of them had been able to find anything when they went back to that place. I worked at many national parks in my career, chiefly as a backcountry ranger, whereby I'd be out in the trails just about every day, checking to make sure there were no hazards like fallen trees on the trails, occasionally talking to visitors that I'd see hiking or camping out in the wilderness, and making sure they were following the rules of the park. I really just loved being out there, though, riding my horse around in those beautiful places. The mountain air and the freedom is amazing. Anyway, I did work at Glacier National Park at one time, and I remember one night I got a serious fright because of something that was in the woods. I was somewhere around Ahern Peak, and I'd camped out the night before in a sheltered spot beneath the mountain. I'd been out in the backcountry for 8 days already, and I was on my way back now so I could fill out my reports and head home to Spokane for a few days. We had made our way back onto the main trail, and the sun was high and there was a light breeze, but otherwise it was a really nice day. Now, the mare I was riding didn't get spooked easily. That's one thing I feel like I should point out right away. She was a sturdy paint horse from a stable down in Columbia Falls, and she was real calm with me after a few years of taking her out there. But she was hostile with other animals, and I'd even seen her attack a cougar while up at Rainbow Peak one time. Well, anyway, we got to a part of the trail where it bent around to the south, and the horse slowed down a lot, and eventually just stopped in the middle of the trail and lowered her head down while she was looking into the woods straight ahead. She was flaring her nostrils and just refused to take another step forward. I looked into the trees with the binoculars, but I couldn't make out anything in there. I had a rifle on my back, but I've always found a good bear spray to be the most effective thing if I come across a grizzly or a black bear out there. And I have my own tricks for making sure it doesn't come to that usually. I had the spray in a holster on my hip, and I was ready to take it out, but I decided the best thing to do was maybe just to go around a longer way. I knew of another trail a mile or two back, the way that would take me a long way around anything that might be up in the trees ahead. So I turned the horse around and headed back, but she was getting pretty difficult to control. She kept snorting and kind of making like she wanted to dash. It was giving me a pretty bumpy ride. I let her go off a bit faster and kept looking back at the trail to see if anything was going to come out. When we reached the other trail, I figured we were pretty much out of danger, but the horse hadn't calmed down, and she gave me a few serious bucks when I tried to slow her down again. We kept going, but the next time I looked back, I could see something coming after us. It was black or maybe dark brown and much bigger than a bear. It was a long way off, but it didn't seem to be running. Kind of just trotting on the edge of the tree line, but definitely coming our way. I spurred the horse on and let her go as fast as I dared. Mainly, I didn't want to get into a confrontation with anything. But I figured there wasn't much that could catch us at that speed, even if it wanted to. I looked back a few more times and didn't see anything. But the last time I looked back, that's when I saw it. Less than 50 yards back, this big wolf-headed beast crossed over the trail into the forest onto the other side. And it was walking just like you or me would walk, on 2 feet, but kind of hunched over as well. It was something out of a nightmare, and I've never seen anything like this. But I only caught the sight of it for a moment before it was gone. I kept the horse going and going, and when we reached some open plain, we took off at a serious gallop. Every time I looked back, I expected to see something, but I never did again. It took us about 2 hours to get back to the station. I was relieved when we did. Nobody else at Glacier could make much sense of what I told them about that animal I'd seen. And after all this time, neither can I. I've been an avid outdoorsman most of my life, and I hike and camp alone a lot of the time. I generally prefer my own company, and I like to think I know how to handle myself in most of the areas I go to. I have seen and heard some weird stuff out in the wilderness, but I had what I call a bad experience out in Olympic National Park a while back. I had been hiking for 2 days, and on the last planned day of my trip, I had set up my tent on a piece of high ground not too far from Lake Quinault. It was sometime in the summer of 2014. It had rained a ton that day, but in the evening it was nice and sunny. I set up a nice campfire and watched the sun go down. I had already seen 2 bears and a bobcat on my journey through the park. They were at a distance, but I guess I was in a bit of a hyper-vigilant state because I was awake much later than usual that night. It was a couple of hours after the sun went down, and I was still tossing and turning. So I got up and went out of the tent to take a whiz. The sky was clear and the moon and stars were really bright, so I could kind of see the landscape around me, and I could see the shine of the lake through the trees as well. I did my business and I was just looking around at everything in that cool light. The spot I had chosen to put the tent, you could see back down the trail I'd come up earlier that day, and I was looking down the trail when I noticed something black coming towards me. It was a good ways off. It looked like a shadow just walking slowly up the trail. And where the road started to climb up to my spot, it stopped. I don't usually get the heebie-jeebies when I'm out in the forest or up in the mountains by myself. And I've luckily never come across anything too dangerous or felt really threatened by anything out there. But the fact that what looked like a person standing a few hundred yards from me in the dark, just waiting there without a sound, didn't seem right to me at all. Whoever it was didn't have any light gear with them either. It was a bright night, but not bright enough to make it through miles of forest and mountainous terrain without at least a torch. It had taken me maybe 4 hours to get to this spot from anything close to a popular trail. I knew there was a lodge at the other side of the lake, but even that had been empty when I passed by it earlier in the day. I could see the outline clearly because of how light the stones and the path were around it. But the more I looked, the less I liked how big it seemed to be. I was starting to wonder if it was some freakish big bear or something. But the way it had walked, so deliberate and careful with each step, I couldn't get past the idea that it was not another person. And here they were just staring up in my direction. I wasn't sure if they could see me or not. But the longer this moment dragged on, the more unnerved I got. So I just crouched down and crept over to my tent as quiet as I could and grabbed both my bear spray and my big hunting knife that I've hardly had a cause to use and which I'd hoped I wouldn't need to use to defend myself now. I went back over to where I'd been looking before, and honestly, I got the worst feeling I ever had when I saw this shadowy thing had come much closer while I was in my tent. It wasn't that far off now, maybe 100 yards. And again, it was just standing still. I was on all fours, just crouching and gripping the knife, watching for the slightest movement from it and afraid to even blink. This went on for what felt like 10 minutes, but I really wasn't sure how much time had passed. The next thing I knew, this thing took off into the trees to its right. It was moving towards the lake, not towards me. Which might have been a relief, except that the speed that this thing moved at was absolutely frightening. It was moving through a slope patch of rocky, hilly forest like it was running on a track. When I couldn't see it anymore, I ran into my tent and zipped it down and just clung on to that knife for dear life, thinking to myself that if this thing decides to rush me, I'm dead. And that's something I'm still sure of now. Judging by the size and speed of it, I wouldn't have stood a chance against it. at least not in the dark. I didn't sleep much that night, and thankfully that was my last day at the park. I still camp out in the wild, but I haven't been back to Olympic since. I work in between Sequoia and Kings Canyon National Parks. And almost, I would say, maybe once or twice a year, I hear reports of mysterious lights around somewhere in the park, mainly from tourists. I always take what visitors say with a pinch of salt. They report things like cult symbols carved on rocks, black mountain lions stalking them, and women screaming in the forest, which I always put down to cougars because the females sound like that when they're in heat a lot of the times. When I first started hearing reports of lights flashing and moving around in unusual ways over the mountains, I thought, here we go with the amateur UFO hunters trying to stir things up again. And I was like, why can't people just enjoy the outdoors without dreaming up crazy things to waste my time with? But the more time I spent in Sequoia in particular, the more I started noticing things going on as well, to the point that I started telling other rangers about it. And I found out that a few of them had seen them too. The first time really wasn't that exceptional. I was leading a tour on one of the popular trails, and one of them pointed out a bright white light in the sky close to the watchtower, about 5 clicks from where we were standing. It just hung there for a few minutes. Everyone was asking what it might be, and I said it was probably a drone of some sort hitting the sun just the right way to make it shine. As we moved on, the light started to zigzag downwards in the sky, and then it just kind of went out of existence, and there was nothing left to be seen. Now, this was very odd, but I saw something like it again about a half a year later, except this time it was in the middle of the forest. I was just checking out one of the trails, and I was close to Morro Rock Trail, and I noticed another bright light further off through the trees. The light was very bright in the woods, and I could see it even around the tree trunks as I got closer to it. What was funny about that time was that there was a low but very piercing screeching sound that seemed to be reverberating through the trees, not coming from the direction of the light, but it seemed to be all around me, and I couldn't hear any normal forest sounds while it was going on. I thought it must just be my ears ringing, maybe with a change in elevation. I got within 100 yards of this thing and it just vanished again. But the noise didn't go away immediately. It kind of just faded away until I couldn't hear it anymore. I saw lights like that a few more times over the years, but the last time was around 6 months ago. It was definitely the strangest. I was working one evening in the spring and I was coming back by the river valley. And again, I saw a light. But there was more than one this time, sitting just above and beyond some trees beyond a narrow creek. They were much closer than I'd seen them before this time, but I couldn't seem to focus my eyes on them. And again, the sun was still bright, but the glare from these lights almost burnt my eyes. I found it almost hard to look at them, as if I was staring right into the sun. There seemed to be about 7 or 8 of them in a pattern, where they were all an equal distance from each other. There was no noise at this time at first, but before I could think about anything, my ears were filled with the most awful screeching. It was a really grating, high-pitched sound that made me clamp my palms against my ears, but that did nothing to keep the sound out. I turned and ran away out of instinct, and after a few dozen steps, the noise faded down again, and it was gone. I turned around and the lights were still there as bright as ever, and then they disappeared again just like they did before. I haven't managed to capture these things on video yet, but I have seen some footage online from people who have been to Sequoia that looks like what I saw, although the video doesn't really do it justice to what these things look like in real life.